Oh, for Social Security? Yeah, I think I've got, mine is 67. But I have a pension with the union, and it's not a ton. In all honesty, it's not a ton, especially if going at taking it early, you're taking a hit on it. I think it's only 80%. So, like I said, I saved over the years to try and bridge that gap. And I won't know if my savings will work until the end of this year when I go in. The guy doesn't want to talk to you until you're at least 2 years out from retirement. So when I turn 53, I'll make the appointment to go talk to him. Yeah, Todd, you're absolutely right with the keeping the separate finances. When I first got married and I was telling people about it, a lot of the guys were like, "What? How do you do that? And why?" And all that. And I was just like, "Well, you know what? We're both like-minded when it comes to finances, so we don't have to worry about the other, and we just decide what's our fair share. We met and decided on it, and of course, my wife is the president and CEO of the company, so when she says I got to write her a check, I write her a check. And sometimes she writes me a check, and then I go and deposit it in my account. It's that simple. We don't do the old, the bank transfer stuff. We don't even bank at the same bank. But it works for us. It works really well for us. And as time progressed, more people are doing it than like say 20 years ago. When I would mention it to some people 20 years ago, it was not that common. But I think it's more common today. Go ahead, Todd.